This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Super Bowl shooter. I saw where somebody shot up the Super Bowl parade. Have they found that Trump supporter yet? You know he's a Trump supporter. Because he had a gun. Come on, silly. Stay with the program. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Bringing sanity and a bit of levity to serious situations. Kansas City wins the Super Bowl. Probably shouldn't have, because most people believe that San Francisco was the better team. I didn't watch any football except parts of the Super Bowl. San Francisco had a chance to win. They missed an extra point. That would have done it, right? Theoretically. Maybe Mahomes would have scored the touchdown instead of a field goal the last time they did something, but who knows? So they go into OT, and they lose. Kansas City wins. They're going to have the big parade. That's what they do all the time. Kansas City is not exactly known for being a rabble-rouser city. It's not like Oakland. It's not like L.A. It's not like Chicago. But guess what? Somebody decides to shoot up the place. Yeah, law don't go around here. So I do have a few more questions. For example, is the Super Bowl parade shooter kin to the two Trump supporter rednecks who beat up Jussie Smollett and bleached him, and then put that noose around his neck? You know there's probably some DNA connection to those people. I have another question, but maybe before he shot, did he yell to the Kansas City fans, "Y'all look a lot like that colored fellow on Empire"? Then all hell broke loose. I don't know, I'm just curious. Or, I have more questions. Maybe the Super Bowl parade shooter is one of the Trump supporters who put that noose in Bubba Wallace's garage. You remember that? As a warning to the black NASCAR driver who never wins, keep losing, black man, or else. Maybe that's the same one. What do you think? Surely this shooter can be linked to the Confederate flag, or QAnon, or maybe Alex Jones. Maybe we will learn that he shot up a black church somewhere. I don't know. Anywhere. Better yet, the Super Bowl parade shooter burned down black churches in the last century as Democrats like Joe Biden watched in horror. Yeah. And, of course, he wore a Trump MAGA t-shirt. You know. Yeah. Yeah. Joe Biden remembers it well. Rumor is the Super Bowl parade shooter is the person who, now don't y'all tell anybody this, dropped the coke at the White House and tried to blame it on Hunter Biden. Yeah, yeah, the nerve. Maybe the Super Bowl parade shooter, is the SCOTUS leaker. And I've been told by the FBI that he resembles the Tea Party racist. I even heard he's a person that really slapped Chris Rock. It wasn't Will Smith. Better yet, here's the thing. Why are we even looking for this shooter, or that they gang tackle that guy, you know, because he fit the description and he had a gun and all that, because, you know, he's caught with a firearm, when we have more serious things, like Trump could become president for a second term? For all we know, Trump is a real shooter. Maybe all of this was AI created and Donald Trump is the man who really did shoot up the parade, because we all know he hates that Taylor Swift's boyfriend won because she's a Biden fan. Yeah, it's all Trump's fault. That's what I've been trying to say. Yeah, if it seems like I'm making light about the Super Bowl shooter, it isn't because people got shot. You get shot, I don't care how you get shot. That's got to ruin you forever. And if you get shot somewhere critically, of course it ruins you forever. The lady that got killed was a radio show host or something in Kansas City, a Hispanic lady. Who knows what the other damage was. I think they said 19 or 21 other people were shot. Wow. and people were running. But you know who was running towards it? Cops. Law enforcement. You wonder why we have a tribute. We have merchandise that honors. It's a tribute to law enforcement. One is a cross. Another is a skull. All in the thin blue line type stuff. All done with word art to signify what these guys are about. That's what we do. We honor these people because they run in harm's way. And good for that the good Samaritan. I don't know his name. He was a Hispanic dude who tackled this guy. I don't know how many other people could have been shot and killed, but he tackled this guy. The other good Samaritans joined in, and then the cops came over. But the cops were running towards it. And there aren't many people like this Hispanic dude that's willing to do that. So good for him. But what causes that rage? I don't know anything about the shooter. I really don't. I mean, I joked earlier about him, but I don't know what it was. I can tell you this. It's probably not a good, solid, conservative person. Because good, solid, conservative people don't take out their rage on other folks. And given that all the damage that's been done by all these transsexuals, don't be surprised if it turns out to be a transsexual. But most definitely a leftist. Most definitely. Not somebody that would vote for us. Not a gun nut, as they like to make us. You know, I'll tell you something about conservatives. I don't know any conservative gun nuts. We practice good gun etiquette. As hunters, we don't kill anything we're not going to eat. We don't kill anything out of season. We understand that you're taking a life, that it's a gift from God, that you're getting this particular thing. It's sustenance or whatever. You don't take it for granted. It's not meant to be, ha, 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 it's fun, fun, fun. It is fun. It can be fun to hunt. Sometimes it can be dangerous depending upon what you hunt. But you know what leftists hunt? People. I watched a serial killer talk about killing people. It was one of the most chilling interviews. This guy would start to laugh. He goes, that guy got lucky that night because I was going to kill him. And he's giggling with the cops, and the cops are like, man, we've never seen anything like this. That's what leftists hunt. They hunt people. Whether they do it figuratively or metaphorically or actually, they hunt people. They look for souls to steal. They look for people to corrupt. This guy, I guarantee you, was not one of us. Now, they're going to spin it, and of course, it'll all be about the gun. But it's bigger than that, as we all know. Anyway, I feel sorry for the people that were hurt, and especially the young lady who was killed. She went there to party, have a good time. Look at how it ended up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We don't know who did this shooting, by the way. The Super Bowl shooting.
We have some idea.
What?
If it were a white man shooting, we'd know.
Well, we don't know.
How we know it's not a white man. I can tell you that much.
Do you think they're repressing that reporting?
They wouldn't tell us about the transgender woman that shot up the Christian school for what, like a year? San Bernardino out here. Remember the crazy terrorist Muslims? That's when I first noticed. They're not telling us who it is. Not a white male. The longer they go without telling you, it's not a white male.
Okay. Well, for right now, as of Friday night, February 16th,
we don't
officially know. Okay. You know, you have special powers. But what we do know.
Yeah. Well, here is what we do know. We do know that the Super Bowl shooter is two teens that were having a beef with each other, shooting back and forth at each other. And they happen to be black. And what was funny in that video, you should see Van Jones looking at Ann Coulter like, what? You have the nerve to say? Ann Coulter's 100% right. And the fact that the idea that she just realized it when, you know, now is ridiculous. I've been calling out, here's how you know that whoever the shooter is either a leftist, a Muslim, black, or something that doesn't fit the narrative. You always know because they won't tell you up front. If they tell you, you know, Ben Jenkins, you know, redneck out of South Carolina just shot up a black church, you will know everything about it instantly. You will know political affiliations. You will know that he was a Confederate flag bearing, you know, member of the former KKK, a Kleagle, you name it. You will know every bit about him. And see, that again is a double standard we allow. Oh, I know. The media says, well, we don't want to demonize black. You don't want to demonize what? Criminals? The people who actually do the crimes? Kevin Jackson, folks, is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Unbelievable, you know, that people, oh my goodness, you know, Ben Jones, he was looking at her like, you're crazy. No, he's not. She's not crazy. It's observational. You know, Kevin, would you cross the street if there were, you know, three black guys that look like gang members? Yes, I would. Unless I'm carrying my weapon, I'm going to cross the street because I don't know if they have a weapon. Now, if I could look at them and they have no weapons, I'm not moving. I've done it many times. Melissa and I were going to get some barbecue at a place in a rough side of St. Louis, what's called South City. We lived on the border, but we decided we were looking for a barbecue joint. We were dating at the time, and so we go to get this barbecue. And I parked the car, and we had to walk a little bit to get to it. And there was a black dude and his girlfriend, and he was a rough-looking dude. You know, I mean, most people would be intimidated by him. And I put her over to my right side, and we walked right by him. And oh boy, he just walked over like, okay, you know, this dude ain't afraid at all. And I wasn't. I had zero fear. When I tell you I had zero, I didn't have that, oh, Kevin, nobody has zero, you know, 1%. No, I had zero fear. I could tell with what he was wearing. He wasn't strapped. He was with his girl. Now, again, you could kind of tell she would go along. I mean, you can read people. I'm reading his body language, and he came over like, oh, okay, about to intimidate. Oh, okay. He just walked right by. So we go inside the barbecue joint. And I didn't even think anything of it. I just thought, Melissa won't even know what's happening here. I just moved her over. And when we were coming out after we got our meal, she says, I saw what you did there. And I went, what? She goes, I saw how you moved me over. She goes, I appreciate that. And I was like, wow, okay. She's a keeper. But yeah, she noticed. But in many other instances, I told one time, there was a story, me and a friend of mine were in the combat zone in Boston. It's a district. It's funny. I never knew it until I saw them talking about it on Cheers because I watched that series. But anyway, a guy named Robert and I went. We were staying at a hotel right on the corner. The hotel was nice, but we were right on Combat Zone. And Robert goes, "Hey man, let's go check it out. I mean, we're already here." I go, "Okay." So we go walking through, and of course, we see prostitutes leaning over cars and what have you. And no lie, a black dude walked right toward us. And I could tell he wanted to start some mess with Robert, and Robert was on my left. So I switched sides with Robert, and the dude was walking towards us, and I didn't move. And I'm telling you, when we bumped shoulders, as my coach in football would say, you gave him a forearm shiver. Well, I didn't move. I just bam. And when he spun around, I looked at him like, what? And he threw his hands out like, you know, like nothing and kept walking. And Robert goes, dude, we got to get out of here. I'm like, okay, if you want to, let's go. But I have no problem with that. And I just despise people that think that you should be intimidated because you're who you are. Which brings up another question altogether. And we're going to get back to something else because I want to play a clip of Fonnie Willis. But Mark Zuckerberg was at an UFC event. And you should see this clip. He's so trying to shake the hand of the fighter before the guy goes into the ring. And he's anxious. You know, he reminds me of when I was a kid and I almost got a chance to hug Miss Black America. I was like, I kept reaching. And she, every time I reached, he would move to another kid. I didn't get to hug her, by the way. And Mark Zuckerberg, his eyes are all big and he's out of his element and he wants to shake hands with the fighter before he gets in the ring and he doesn't. And I looked at it was on X, and I said, see, this is the thing. No matter how much money this guy has, he's one of the richest guys in the world. This eunuch so admires the true alpha male. Because Mark Zuckerberg knows he can't do anything to protect himself if he's in the wrong circumstances. I'm telling you, folks, we're all invincible to somebody. But there are many of us who have the warrior spirit. You have it. Zuckerberg doesn't have it. He admires it. You have to see the video to see what I'm talking about. Here, I want to play this clip. This is Fonnie Willis in two instances talking about what should happen to somebody who takes money as a public official. And she's talking about her predecessor.
Because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees. Because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket when it should go to benefit children. Because we deserve better.
You say, Miss Willis, Judge Willis, what law did he violate? A few, but let's try this on for size. OCGA 45115, extortion, subsection A. As used in this code section, the term extortion means an unlawful taking by a public law officer under color of his office from any person of any money or thing of value that is not due to him or more that is due to him. Any public officer shall be by himself, his deputy, or his agent, or other in person employed by him, be guilty of extortion in receiving other and greater fees then by law are allowed him, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor, and repeat this part for me, and shall be dismissed from office. Not maybe, shall be dismissed from office.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says looking at Europe right now reminds him of the way Ukraine was 10 years ago.
In 2014, our people were not ready for the war, for the quick occupation of Crimea, part of Donbas.
During a CNN foreign policy panel, he said, it's the reason why Ukraine must continue to receive war support from Western nations, including the U.S. He says he does not believe Russia will stop at Ukraine. An autopsy report says the passing of a Venezuelan boy who had been staying at a migrant shelter in Chicago in December was a result of sepsis stemming from a bacterial infection linked to strep throat. Medical officials say Jean Carlos Martinez Rivero, aged 5, succumbed to sepsis resulting from complications related to what's known as Group A strep. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Just in time to move the binder out of the news cycle. You've heard of the binder, right? The binder that proves the CIA helped orchestrate part of the coup of President Trump. And it's not my words, folks. This is coming from people who know. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Kash Patel talking about the binder.
And now suddenly those binders go missing. What's going on, Kash?
It is the ultimate government con job. Nobody lost that binder. The Russians and the Iranians didn't break into the Central Intelligence Agency, then break into a skiff, then break into a safe, and then secretly escape with the materials so they could blame Donald Trump for missing documents. The CIA knows exactly where that binder is. So does the Department of Justice, but their grundoons in the media are like, how do we turn this on Donald Trump? Because it actually exonerates Donald Trump. So what do? We make it look as if Donald Trump stole the binder, which is completely preposterous. They actually know that. And oh, by the way, there's an email from the Department of Justice to the National Archives that says the binder has been returned. Thank you for giving it to us. That's their email. What, did Merrick Garland lose it? Did the head librarian, release it to somebody with a government credit card and say, thanks for renting out Donald Trump's exoneration binder? This is a total disinformation operation by the mainstream media. They are in, as you said, full panic mode. The documents in that binder, which I still can't talk about, completely exonerate Donald Trump. And, of course, it goes missing in an election year. These people in Congress need to hold the CIA, the NRA, the librarians, and the DOJ accountable. And they're just not doing it.
So there you have a person who was part of the intelligence apparatus of the Trump administration saying, I can't talk about it, but I will tell you this. It exonerates Donald Trump. I'm not surprised. I doubt you are either. But as I said, the timing of it, the person investigating Hunter Biden getting charged, the whistleblower, the FBI whistleblower who exposed the Biden family corruption in Ukraine. Is it a coincidence that something that exonerates Trump comes up missing and a key witness that everybody has vetted? We're not talking about Christopher Steele. We're not talking about some made up, Russian intelligence nonsense. We're talking about an FBI, a respected FBI person is now suddenly a liar. Again, folks, you're watching Kabuki Theater. If you don't win now, if we don't win now, we don't win. You can't have more evidence and more examples of the corruption of the Biden administration than you have right now. And I'm not talking about just Joe Biden. I'm talking about the minions who put that clown into office. Everybody in the food chain, the CIA that Kash Patel was just talking about, the NSA, and all the different DOJ operations that are there. Even the SEC, we'll be talking about that a little bit more. The SEC, folks, is participating in a partisan attack on Donald Trump. Now, luckily for Donald Trump, they finally released it. And I'm going to cover that again when we talk more about Truth Social. But wow, this is what's happening. Hunter Biden has yet to be indicted, although his list of crimes and potential crimes is longer than a Polish last name, Wojciechowski. Human trafficking. Drug use. We're not speculating here, folks. Caught on camera. By whom? Undercover operatives? No, Hunter Biden himself. Accusations and proof of money laundering. Foreign asset, or what do they call it? The FARA violations, possession of a firearm by a felon, only begin to form the long list of Hunter Biden crimes. So, in typical Biden administration Gestapo tactics, what do? Do they go and really dig in deep and say, look, no matter who it is, the president's son, we will prove to you that there is one system of justice. No, they target the guy that points out what we already know, that the Biden family is crooked. So let's get him. We hear phrases like weaponizing the justice system. And it's what's happening. It's weaponizing the justice system against adversaries. And what we're talking about today epitomizes exactly what's happening here. Joe Biden has yet again arranged for his henchmen to target a Biden accuser. And the left turns a blind eye. I will tell you this. I'll say it 1,000 times. If Donald Trump did this to somebody on the left, I'd be criticizing Donald Trump. How dare you? We should want to get to the truth. But are we? Do you think this administration ever wants to get to the truth? Of course not. The truth would absolutely crush them. Not only, but it's worse than that. Not only do these guys not want to get to the truth, they will create lies in order to protect their lies. Peaceful January 6th protesters are rotting in prison over a contrived farce that they use in an attempt to keep Donald Trump from serving his rightful second term. And now they hedge their bets. The Biden administration works with Democrats and rhinos in Congress and with states' attorneys generals and large city DAs in order to make Trump look like he's some massive criminal. Look, we've got 91 indictments or whatever. Whatever the number is. None of this stuff is legit. Clearly, every case against Trump is an orchestrated move to thwart the 2022 presidential election. And Democrats know they won't beat Trump with Dominion machines this time. Biden is too wounded. The Democratic Party is too wounded. People now realize what it is. I'm talking about at every level. They know. I don't need to play all these on-the-street interviews with black folks, the Latinos, the people who have left the Democratic Party because they're sick of these leftists allowing invasions to occur, faking COVID, you know, nonsense, all these different, you know, worldwide things that are going to kill us all, climate change and all that other stuff. They figured out it's nothing more than a money grab. And the worst part about the money grab, they're not money grabbing so they could give it to the citizens. No alms for the poor in America. No, let's ship it off to Ukraine because that'll help us cover up for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's stuff. You really think that they're concerned about the war? Oh, sure. Joe Biden wants to feed that military-industrial complex. No question about that. He's even said it.
And the way it works is we supply Ukraine with military equipment from our stockpiles. And then we spend our money replenishing those stockpiles so our military has access to them. Stockpiles that are made right here in America by American workers.
I listen to Joe Biden say that and I think, Tommy boy, we make products, we make missiles for, by the American worker, for the American worker. You know, he's telling you, we're starting this war so we can feed the military-industrial complex, potentially get your sons and daughters into a world war. And, oh, by the way, the ancillary benefit is I don't get arrested. They don't leak out what it is that I'm really doing here. So here, let me tell you what he just told you. He said, we're giving Ukraine equipment. They're not buying it. We're giving it to them. But then guess what? We're making more. We get to make more. We get to spend more money on this stuff so we can go give it away somewhere else. But it forces Russia to use their missiles, right? They got to buy theirs from who? You think the Chinese are giving Russia their missile technology? That's Joe Biden's excuse. Because he's helping you. You don't realize it, but he's helping you. It's kind of like Bidenflation. You don't realize it, but it's a help. It's probably bringing you closer because you've been kicked out of your house and you moved in with your cousin. But hey, isn't that a help? You hadn't seen your cousin in a while anyway, right? You guys really didn't grow up as tight as you need to, so maybe this will help you to bond your families. I mean, why not? Isn't that the kind of spin you would expect from the Biden administration? Let me go back to this whistleblower. Everything these people do is subterfuge for something that they're doing. We're supposed to now believe that this guy, this confidential source that is at the center of these allegations being promoted by the House Republicans, this FBI whistleblower is a bad guy. Yeah, you didn't realize it. He got arrested. The minute he got off the plane, we arrested him. Now, let me tell you, this reminds me of Papadopoulos. Remember, Papadopoulos had a conversation at a bar. He says something. He ends up in jail. And then later on, you know what they did? They released old George Papadopoulos. They gave him a slap on the wrist and went, oh, it's all good. No problem. Does it remind you of General Flynn? Because I call it General Flynn 2.0. That's exactly what we're working with here. We're going to demonize the guy that accused the Biden family. Then later on, it's not going to be a big deal, but we're going to get as much. We're going to milk it for all it's worth. Because you know what? The public is not going to be paying attention. All we got to do is make him out to be a bad guy. We know he's not. But later on, when we finally go, oh, you know what? We were wrong to arrest him. It's over. They hope they're going to win the election over this nonsense. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the process they're doing to try to get to this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590.
That's 833-VINYL-90.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Michael Flynn, General Mike Flynn, version 2.0. They said they arrested the whistleblower that said Biden had accepted a bribe from the Ukrainians or somebody. And they said that the whistleblower made false statements to the FBI. Here's what the HuffPost said. The allegations risk unwinding the House probe into Biden. In making the case, GOP lawmakers have frequently pointed to conversations a confidential source, Alexander Smirnov, had with the FBI regarding the head of the Ukrainian energy company, Burisma, told him that he had paid both President Biden and son Hunter Biden $5 million. The indictment alleges Smirnov made up the allegations given his opposition to Biden's candidacy. Now, here's what's funny about it. We have the paper trail. We know that Biden took $10 million. They know that he did. And as alleged in the indictment, the events that Smirnoff first reported to the FBI agent in June of 2020 were fabrications, the Justice Department wrote in a press release. It's a grand jury indictment. You can indict for the wind blowing with a grand jury. They go on. The indictment alleges that the defendant transformed his routine in unextraordinary business contacts with Burisma in 2017 and later into bribery allegations against Public Official 1 after expressing bias against Public Official 1 in his presidential candidacy. Now, let me ask you this. How many people would be arrested in the Biden administration or any of these agencies if they were expressing something against Donald Trump? Can you? I mean, seriously, that's it? So they think that this guy didn't like Biden, so he set him up. And of course, I remind you, we have the paper trail for the money. It did hit the Biden's account. We know the Biden's got $18 million. They don't even deny it. And when you say, well, what do you make? You make nothing. You sell influence. But no. So interesting timing, given all the press around Joe Biden's age and senility. Because if you can't fight back on the facts, well, then why not you just make something up? Give us a distraction. Does anybody think that Smirnoff went before the FBI and told a bunch of lies? And would he have returned from overseas if he thought he was going to get arrested? He was arrested on Valentine's Day, Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas, arriving back from the U.S. from overseas, charges making false statements, and a fictitious record. David Weiss, special counsel, is one who did it, and they always tell you, Trump appointee. That doesn't mean anything. Trump appointee means some bureaucrat said, hey, David Weiss, get him. He's the best guy for the job. He's the perfect one. This is the guy that's run interference for Hunter Biden from day one. They go on. Let me just say this. The FBI, they say, was never able to corroborate the information. Kind of like Christopher Steele, huh? They go on, but the tip has become central to the House GOP's impeachment probe. So in other words, they've blown it up. Forget bank records. Forget SARS reports. Suspicious activity reports from the banks, over 170 of them. Forget the actual money hitting those accounts through. How many is it? At least 12. I think they've even said, no, it's 20 LLCs. Money that's gone to how many Biden family members? It's 9, 10, something like that, including grandbabies. But no, there's nothing to see here. You want to know why? Because we got this whistleblower. He lied. He lied through his teeth, man. This is so ridiculous. The FBI couldn't corroborate his information. He's a whistleblower. How are you going to corroborate it except you trust his information? The FBI can't catch bombers even when they mail in their manifestos, but they nabbed Smirnoff before the ink dried on his testimony. Without a doubt, this is the Biden administration using the FBI as its attack dog to smear Smirnoff, pardon the pun. And again, I remind you, this comes in the wake of the binder. The binder that exonerates Trump across the board with anything involving Russian collusion and, quite frankly, indicts the CIA for its activities to keep in the coup of Trump. Yep. The evidence against Joe Biden and his family overwhelms even the most disinterested observer. There's nobody that would look at what the Biden family's done and go, I don't see I really don't see it. But you have surrogates running around saying that all day. The left pretends that there is no evidence. The gall of these people to lie shamelessly in our faces astounds me. It really does. There's no evidence. Well, you know why? I mean, first of all, there is. But not only would we have more than the overwhelming evidence that we have if Joe Biden were to be transparent. They won't let you look at anything. They do everything they can to stop you from looking at stuff as they claim to be transparent. So what's next? We're going to be told that the wire transfers of millions of dollars didn't happen? Or perhaps the 170 suspicious activity reports, they're fraudulent too. Those banks are in cahoots against the Biden family. They're going to deny the recordings of Joe Biden with the guy that said, well, I will send you money, but I will also send money here. What's going to happen when you, well, we'll kill the investigation. And what about the conversations that Hunter Biden had on his own recorders? I mean, this isn't somebody running around going, let's get Hunter, let's hide in the bushes. Lord knows that they put, I mean, can you imagine, I don't know why Trump hasn't done it, or Elon Musk or somebody. Why don't you just put investigators on Hunter Biden? Why don't you just have people follow him? Let me tell you why they won't do it. No private investigator is going to do it, because that person will end up DEAD, deader than Hillary Clinton's friends. You will be deader than disco. Smirnoff has done absolutely nothing wrong except to be on the wrong side of the left's lie. I feel like I did after I heard Blasey Ford drone on and on about her hippocampus and describing her, I'm using finger quotes here, people, her rape 40 years earlier by Kavanaugh. At 30 days in, I was like, enough already, you skank. We know you're lying. Here's what the DOJ said in referring to Joe Biden and Hunter. Despite repeated admonishments that he must provide truthful information to the FBI and that he must not fabricate evidence, Smirnoff provided false derogatory information to the FBI about Public Official 1 and Business Person 1, the son of Public Official 1, in 2020, after Public Official 1 became a presidential candidate. So that's essentially what they're telling you is, this guy who corroborated every single thing you can connect the dots on, he's the liar. It isn't Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, because why would they lie? Understand this, folks. Smirnoff provided information to the FBI knowing the consequences of lying. He wasn't under investigation. He had no skin in the game. So if his political ideology is, look, I don't like Joe Biden, but do you think he would have turned in Trump too? He simply wanted to do the right thing. So what message are they sending to Americans, folks? You know, you tell the truth, you get arrested. And we wonder why Weinstein could molest women in Hollywood for decades. For decades. Look at how they're handling Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and ask yourself, is there a cover-up? Let me ask you, do you think they knew what was going on with Harvey Weinstein in Hollywood? You think anybody knew? 30 years this guy was doing it. Multiple women going, oh, you met with Harvey, huh? Okay. All right. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you got the role. Yeah, okay. I wonder how you got that. Or what about the feigned outrage of leftists over the exposure of Epstein? I can't believe it. What was he doing? These predators operated with immunity for decades and with the full knowledge of powerful people who decide the winners and the losers. And somewhere along the way, these powerful leftists declared them losers, but that's the only way they were taken down. Joe Biden used a $1 billion loan guarantee to get the monkey off the back of his son and their illegal family's business. Illegal family business. It is that simple, America. What we now witness is how far leftists will go to lie and protect the liar. And if Republicans continue to fight fair, let me give you something, folks. The game is over. It's a fixed game. And the only one who's trying to change the game rules back to normal is President Trump. And speaking of Trump, in case you wonder why he's rising in the polls with every persecution, I give you Smirnoff. Americans know the end game here. If we don't fix this, we are doomed. We will not have a country. How do you go from being a credible source to being arrested? Go against the left.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.